mis manos en Jerez y mis ojos en Roma. Crecí y el descaro lo aprendí. Pura por Barcelona. Perdí mi lengua en París. Mi tiempo en el E. Los hills en Milán. La sonrisa en UK. Pero mi corazón nunca ha sido mío, yo siempre lo doy. Coge un trozo de mí, quédatelo pa' cuando no estés. Seré tu reliquia. Soy tu reliquia. Seré tu reliquia. Perdí la fe en DC y la amiga en Bangkok. Mal amor en Madrid y en México el blond. La mala hostia en Berlín y el este en Granada. Perre nació el coraje, pero el cielo nació en Buenos Aires. En Japón lloré y mis pestañas deshilé. Y en la ciudad de cristal fue que me trasquilé. Pero el pelo vuelve a crecer, la pureza también, la pureza está. Estoy blessed, pero mi corazón nunca ha sido mío, yo siempre lo doy. Coge un trozo de mí, quédatelo pa' cuando no estés. Seré tu reliquia. Soy tu reliquia.
Hello. Hi. This is Alec. I hope this mic is on. It's working. I can't really hear myself at all. I'm hearing myself. Apologies. Anyways, this is Alec from California Basement. Broadcasting on 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. And that was Reliquia by Rosalia. Sorry, my pronunciation is the most evil thing in the world. I didn't take Spanish. So today there's no theme. There's absolutely no theme. I'm just going through songs that I've been listening to recently, which do have like kind of consistent sonic components, I will say. There's a bit of a little bit more orchestral, kind of grander vibes that I've been hunting down through, you know, Spotify, the land that it is. And I've been accumulating some stuff, some recent stuff, some older stuff, mostly pop focused. But yeah, there's one song that I'm really excited to play on here, which just got released last night, this morning, whatever, you know, whatever it is. And so it'll come when it comes. But next, I want to play Velvet Rope by Janet Jackson, because that is just such a good song. That's such a good song. But anyways, I'm just going to let the songs speak for themselves right now. As well, because I just don't have much to say. I mean, what has really happened in the past 2 weeks? It's been, wait. Honestly, kind of been a dry 2 weeks. I'm not going to lie. But you know what? Boredom is peace. Like, peace is boredom. And, like, that's awesome, you know? So, don't knock it till you try it. Am I right? Anywho. next is Velvet Rope, Janet Jackson. Please enjoy. What's up? That was Get Together by Madonna, and then before that was Velvet Rope by Janet Jackson featuring Vanessa Mae. And yeah, I mean, banger after banger, can I just say, patting myself on the back for curating that, you know what I mean? But nevertheless, the whole thing about Madonna these days is that she's doing a sequel to the song that album comes from, Confessions on a Dance Floor. It's receiving a sequel, which is, you know, here, like, album sequel, okay, whatever, you know. However, I will say that I'm very excited for this album because a new Madonna, I haven't really been in the know of the whole Madonna shebang since, you know, decades ago when she began her music. I, you know, just hopped on this train. And the last album before this was like Madam X. And I mean, not that I really resonate with that album, not that I have anything against that album, but I didn't resonate with it. And I think that is the challenge that I've been having with her more recent music. So it's interesting to see what a desired return to form for her would look like. Not that she has any specific form, because she's known as a shapeshifter. That's like the whole bit, you know. She did the thing. She made the era. Not that she made the idea of the era, because, like, you know, she was getting that from Prince, who was getting that from da-da-da-da. But at the same time, you know, she popularized it for what we now know as modern pop music today, which is very exciting and very cool to see. And I'm excited to see what a return for her would look like. Maybe a tour. I'm on my hands and knees. I'm praying. And I wish she would take me there, you know? Spoiler alert. But next up, we have Machote by Arca, which is just a classic for me. I've been listening to that since high school. You know, all those kicks dropped. Arca has a series of albums called Kick, and so it's Kick 1 through 5, and, like, wow. Like, wow. Like, Kick 1 really got me through some stuff. I was dealing with horrible vibes and emotions, but just, like, it, you know, when I was doing my schoolwork and, you know, physics was kicking my butt, like, I turned to Arca, and that was really important for me. So, you know, once the rest of those albums dropped, I was kind of, you know, skipping around, grinning wall to wall, you know, cheeks just absolutely, like, red with joy. So that's Machote. And then next, there's a song. This is the song that I was really excited to play today. And I'm just going to say it's a new FKA Twigs song, and I'm really excited for it. It's very fun, and I've been waiting for it for a while. And it just, she just knows how to make a good song. So this is Machote, and I'll let the songs play.
Quiero todo. It's me, you.
Yellow. Oops. I was caught up in work. Because I do that sometimes. So that was... Yes. So that was Machote by Arca, Sushi by FK Twigs, and then Last Night I Dreamt I Was Alone, Luke Man Remix by Vegan. Sushi's a great song. Sushi was something that I had seen... So I had seen Twigs perform live on the Eusexual Tour previously in Paris, back when I was in Paris, and that was crazy. It was opening night. It was one of the most intricate things I've ever seen, which was also, like, which also made sense as to why, contextually, like, the tour completely fell apart. She was supposed to go on, like, a large U.S. tour, and there were quote-unquote visa issues, which I think she just recently explained were derived from an inept team. But I would say that also, or I mean, not that, not to, like, presume things or, like, put words in whatever, I don't know what happened, but, like, I will say, like, that would have been a really difficult show to transport and to do, like, you know. I heard that it was edited down a bit, for what I had seen and from what I'd read, that, like, later on the show was, you know, condensed. She omitted some songs, she omitted some sequences, reformatted things, and that was definitely apparent from, you know, just, you know, it was just such a grandiose thing. I, like, it was probably the best show I've ever seen. You're saying a lot, I guess. But no, she was amazing, and she had played perfectly, I remember, and then introduced some of this song, perhaps. I know she definitely introduced it later on in the tour for sure, though, if not then. And wow, like, wow, she did a crazy medley with, like, this and, like, Vogue, and it was, like, awesome. It was awesome. Seriously, crazy stuff. Anywho, next I have Pleasant featuring Charlotte Gainsbourg and Sebastian, and then after that I have Super Soaker, Earth Eater, another high school classic that has kind of re-entered the consciousness because I've been talking about it with my friend Sana, shout out Sana, and they've been having this joke where, I made this playlist recently that was, like, a couple songs from the new Rosalia album, and then, like, some, like, and then, like, some kind of more grand, hard-hitting instrumental, you know, tracks, and then I showed it to Sana, and, like, they were just, like, this is just, like, Lourdes Leon, like, Madonna's daughter, Lourdes Leon gym playlist, and the context for her is that she's just super, like, weird. Not weird, just not weird, but, like, her vibe is eclectic, to put it in a kind, candid manner. Nothing against her. Shout out Lola Hall on Spotify, I guess. But next is Pleasant, and yeah, enjoy. It's Pleasant, so have fun with that, I guess. Me's the time from chain back to the strategy. Old way, me sick down, trying my tent, got it with my heart. So the emperor, right? I'm trying, kids are trying, then just wait. Me sick down, strategy back, got it, will patience. Me's the time from chain back to the strategy. Old way, me What's up? That was so that was Pleasant by Sebastian, and then Super Soaker by Earth Eater, and then Anesthetic by Arca, and now there's the PSA, obviously. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way, .. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Okay. So, yeah. Next is Stone Milker by Bjork from Volnicura, which is the, you know, classic breakup album, as one might say. If anyone knows anything about that album, it's, you know, after her divorce with her husband, which is kind of interesting because it's like a spiritual, spiritually in opposition to Vespertine, which was about her relationship, her newfound relationship with her husband, I'm pretty sure, or maybe it was after getting married, I think. And you know, you can kind of see the it's that, you know, Vespertine's very delicate and pure, and this is way more volcanic and tactile, and I get, no, both are pretty tactile, but this one's a lot more aggressive. If that's your vibe, I know it's fall, it's breakup season, if that's your vibe, then please enjoy, and I'll see you on the other side.
A juxtaposition in a face. Find our mutual coordinates. Moments of clarity are so rare. I better document this. At last, the view is fear.
creía que se rompía. Está parpadeando la luz del descansillo. Una voz de la escalera, alguien cruzando el pasillo. Malamente. Sí, sí. Se mueve y tambalea.
Malamente.
Malamente.
Y yo,
malamente.
Once again, this is Alec, 91.5 FM, WFM, Redford, Touch Radio, blah, blah, blah. Thank you for listening. Okay, bye.